He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, that subject was so important of the staged election terror that I just spent a whole hour on it without taking calls. I'm going to take calls throughout the second hour now from Joe, Sean, DJ, McDonald, Gary, Jason, Jeff, Mark, Tom, Luke, and others. The number to join us is 888-201-2244. I hope you bring up one of the three issues, the economy, all the election fraud going on, the staged terror. I hope that these callers will bring up those issues because that's what I think is most important. But you can talk about whatever you want. Joe in California, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to just tell you, you're having a great show today, first of all, and I'll make two brief points. Number one, if you mention Anwar al-Awlaki to the average person, they will not have a clue who you're talking about. So it's not a big deal that he had dinner at the Pentagon. If you can raise the awareness of Anwar al-Awlaki to, say, Osama bin Laden, that will have a huge impact on people.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden's top lieutenant hanging out at the Pentagon and running every major attack in the U.S.
Right. If people knew that was happening with Osama bin Laden, they would crap their pants. But because it's Anwar al-Awlaki, it is lost on them. Quickly, number two, thank you so much for coming out to Santa Cruz and giving that speech. It was so powerful. I was in the front row, and I don't want to go on too much because I'll sound like a fanboy, but it really did change my life. I wanted to let you know I have the whole thing arranged in a playlist in 720p, high quality. It's all on YouTube, so everybody go check it out. Give it to your friends. It's so powerful.
Was that the first night speech or the second?
It was the very first night speech.
I think that was my best, probably best speech ever. The second night was good, too. But Aaron, the last 5 years, who always goes with me on trips, or almost always, he said it was the most powerful speech he's ever seen me give.
Well,
I don't want to talk about myself anymore, though, Joe. What's your YouTube channel for folks that want to see it? We're going to put it with a three-camera shoot on PrisonPlanet.tv this week for members. But tell folks where they can get it on YouTube.
On YouTube, the channel is Mega News Reader. It's capital M, Mega, capital N, Ooze, capital R, Eater. But if you just type in Mega News Reader, it'll take you to the channel. It's
the best way, too, is just, what did you name the videos? Alex Jones in Santa Cruz?
Bear with me. I'm looking at it right now. And it's called Alex Jones Live at the Coconut. In HD 720.
All right, got it. Joe, I got to jump. Great points. Sean in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Worldwide transmission. We're 55 minutes away from the World Series, game four.
I'm not even interested in that.
I know, I'm joking. Go ahead.
But I'm interested in what you got to say, sir. I got something to tell you about the fake terrorist stuff. They keep mentioning UPS, UPS, UPS. It made me think about the H.R. 915 bill. So I looked through that, and down through Section 146, it talked about evaluating and testing the benefits of innovative aviation security systems or related technologies.
No, of course. They've got a bill introduced to try to put more restrictions on shipping things, just like they had the underwear bomber right when the naked machines rolled out. But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm just saying am I the only one who finds this weird? I even seen something on the Huffington where someone was, trying to...
Okay, well, tell us what the bill says. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell us.
Okay, it says under here, Section 146, evaluate and test the benefits of innovative aviation security systems or related technology, including explosive detection systems. I mean, we both know that a lot of these bills have thousands of things in them that aren't even... Patriot Act had nothing to do with Patriot.
Yeah, well, I only knew they were trying to pass more of this stuff. But what's the overall bill number?
Hold up, let me check. It's H.R. 915.
Yeah, that's the one I saw. We'll look into it. Excellent point, Sean. DJ, McDonald, others, your calls straight ahead. Love all the great points and issues you bring up. But, yeah, they pre-order the naked body scanners. And they had thousands of them being delivered in January, and right on time to sell it, you have the underwear bombing. I mean, come on. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you. Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, coming up, even the clatchy newspapers, Fox, you name it, are reporting on red-handed election fraud. Multiple Democratic officials have been arrested in Florida and other states engaged in reported election fraud. We've also got the fact that the Democrats are openly talking about telling Obama to drop out and not run for the 2012 second term for president. But they're talking about Hillary instead. Talk about out of the frying pan into the fire. I mean, I'd rather have Obama than Hillary Clinton. But it'll be the novelty of, oh, Sarah Palin's running as a Republican, so Hillary's running as a Democrat. Another novelty. And then next, I don't care if we have a woman president, a black president, a white president. Give me a patriot, someone who isn't a crook. But no, we can't have that. So that's all coming up. I've been talking about staged terrorism. You notice they are trying to pass legislation for more screening of packages right as this event happens, right before the election. Let's continue with your calls. DJ in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I have a question about, it seems like we are able to get all the information. We know 9/11 was a staged event. We know Oklahoma City. We know they've sabotaged the economy. How do we start getting these people prosecuted? How do we get the grand juries enacted? County level, state level, who do we
Yeah, that's it. We've got to get good sheriffs elected. We've got to get good county commissioners and legislators elected, and that's happening. And the last time there was a states' rights movement that is built into the Bill of Rights, 10th Amendment and 9th Amendment, the feds bombed Oklahoma City to demonize the states' rights movement. But again, people are now wise to this, so it's the states' rights movement is the real ace card against them. But also getting the word out about the globalist tricks. The mainstream media has the lowest approval ratings they've ever had. The Congress has the lowest approval ratings that they've ever had. Both parties have the lowest approval ratings that they've ever had. They are discredited. So they're trying to flood in with tyranny right now, to basically overwhelm us, but it's not going to work. But understand, we're not going to beat these people, DJ, overnight. It's going to take time. Just warn everyone you can. Some people will laugh at you, but it's never a majority that prevails over tyranny. It is a irate, focused, tireless minority that sets bushfires in the minds of men and women, as Thomas Jefferson said.
Look at there, and I think it seems like we have that minority. Why can't we get, the county-level grand jury of New York going after, Larry Silverstein? Because I bet if we got Larry Silverstein on the stand, he'd start rolling on all the people who control him. I mean, he made lots of money off 9/11. How can we start that?
A state investigation. And they tried to have it on the ballot, and the state blocked it, even though they got the signatures. But you're going in the right direction. But in the court of public opinion, we are cleaning their clock. Thanks, DJ. McDonald in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-year university student here in Ottawa. And let me tell you, coming into this system, I knew how much bull it was. But being here, it's just that much worse. I mean, trying to get involved politically on Parliament Hill in Ottawa, if you're not willing to sell yourself a soul to the devil, they will find someone who is. So I became really frustrated, and I found this group here in Canada called the Free Men on the Land group. And they basically remove themselves from society and don't comply with unjust laws because they realize that the global banking elite are...
Well, there's been a lot of Freeman movements, and the government's tried to demonize some of them, but they're very diverse. But pulling yourself out of the system and not complying with anything is an extremely effective thing to create a true underground economy, global government, cashless societies. It's all about surveilling you so that when they collapse the economy to control you, and this is in the IMF's own words, you can't escape them. And so I think that's all very, very effective. But the point you make about the system being able to basically sift through all the different personnel in the military and the police and government and corporations to find immoral or stupid people that will do corrupt things, that's a great point, McDonald. I appreciate your call on that point. I mean, a great example is a couple months ago I got a call by a man who was former TSA, and he said, yeah, they called me in and said, do you have concerns about radiation with the naked body scanners we're about to put in, these scanners? And he said, yeah, I've read the New York Times admitting it has high levels of radiation. It's mainstream news, top scientist. And he said, I do have a problem. And they said, thank you. And they said, you're fired. They gave him a pink slip. You're laid off. So, see, they can always find people that will hurt themselves being bathed in radiation and that will hurt others for a paycheck. Again, 19 years ago in Desert Storm, they tried to wear mop gear and stay away from stuff they'd shot up with depleted uranium rounds. Now, they don't even do safety briefings. They just say, no problem. Doesn't matter if the Army's own manuals on it. We've had the guy that wrote the manuals, the physicist and doctor, Doug Rockion, Los Alamos Laboratory. They say it's a death sentence. You inhale a few microns of it, you're going to die. It might take 10 years. You're dead. You're going to get bone cancer. You're going to get cancer of the urethra, of the kidneys, and of the nasal passages. You're dead. They don't care. Just like, I mean, folks, this is fundamental of how, I know I keep talking about this. Bloomberg, Reuters, AP, all admit, Prudential admitted a month ago in federal court that they made a secret deal with the government. They got the okay to take the death benefits of dead troops and just keep them. The families pay into these. They take it out of the check of the troops and they opt in for it. And then they just keep the money. Hundreds of billions of dollars. I mean, this is a crook government. And if you think just having John Boehner, a Speaker of the House, is going to save you, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Okay, we're in deep, 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 deep trouble. And people better gut up and get, you know what, I watched some clips online of the stupid Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert thing with them dressed up like clowns. And the whole thing was, relax, be happy. The economy isn't that bad. You know, shut up. Go along. No, it's good we're angry. They always tell you, don't get angry in politics. Don't get motivated in politics. You know, that's not the way to be effective. Baloney. When you're on the side of right and you're being screwed over, the only way to go is aggressive and in somebody's face. Almost everyone I know is being audited by the IRS, blue-collar people, rich people, and they're going back and saying, oh, we know we told you you could have that write-off 5 years ago, but we want penalties and interest now, retroactively. You know, give us $300,000. People are like, I don't have $300,000. And I've got all the mainstream articles out of Europe and the U.S. here where the IMF and World Bank are ordering our governments to squeeze people. And they don't care if you don't have the money. They don't care if you riot. That just drives down confidence even more, and they get to buy everything up at a fire sale. This was engineered. I told you more than 10 years ago with the end of Glass-Steagall, this was all planned with the derivatives. And they would call for a world government as the way to fix it. And now it's out in the open. And I'm not saying I told you, I told you, I told you. But the point is, we did tell you. People better listen to what we're saying. This isn't going to get any better until we block this takeover. Okay? You know, we're approaching, by next year, two-thirds of overall taxes paid in this country, county, city, you name it, federal, will be paid for debt service. You know, you hear about welfare queens all day long, sitting there weighing 400 pounds eating bonbons, and that certainly goes on. But do you ever hear about the Pentagon welfare train and the trillions missing there? In fact, just search the term, $2 trillion missing at the Pentagon. It'll be Associated Press, September 10th, 2001. And then you can also type in $4 trillion missing. It'll be October 14th, 2006, congressional hearing. It's over $4 trillion missing last time they had an accounting, and they got Rumsfeld up there, and they said, where's the $4 trillion it was? And he said, I'm not going to tell you. And he looked back, and he said, Dr. Chu, you're the head of the Pentagon's budget program. And Chu just laughed at him and said, I'm not, it's just none of your business, Congress. Shut up! Shut up! You know, what happens when Congress sits there and asks, where's this $100 billion? Where's that $800 billion? Where's this trillion? And all these different Fed chiefs and, you know, heads of the Treasury, Geithner, Paulson, they just say, I'm not going to tell you. And Congressman Stern says, well, you got 200 and something billion for yourself and a bonus out of that money. What gave you, the head of the Treasury, the right to give yourself 200 million? He said, I got a waiver. Who gave you the waiver? I gave myself one. Look, grow up, folks. Grow up and have a gut check. We got mad dog criminals running things, okay?
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
Okay, I want to continue blitzing through your phone calls. I got a lot of other election news, economic news coming up before this hour ends. But I want to just recap what I said as we went to break. It's time for everybody to have a major gut check and to get out of denial and to admit to yourselves just how bad corruption's gotten. This is what tyranny is. People put up with it, corruption takes over, and then it just explodes. It gets worse and worse exponentially. And it's time to decide what side of history you're going to be on. You're like, well, I don't see myself as a leader. I mean, what can I do? You can get the word out. You can get involved locally. You can run for office, even if you don't win. You can educate people about these issues. You can discredit these major corporations that run our government, this global system that's being set up. You can say, well, why should we allow the IMF and World Bank to establish a global government run by private and secretive banks that control our currency and that we pay a global VAT tax to? That's all now being announced. You're just no, 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 no. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. Let's go to Gary in Washington. Gary, thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, how you doing? A call from behind enemy lines, buddy.
Welcome. What's on your mind?
Nothing. I'm a first-time caller. I've been trying to get in touch for a while. So I work at a political media placement firm, large-time cable for the campaigns. And right when that terror came on the news, they took advantage of the news cycle, obviously, like they always do, from the morning all day into the next day. And our AEs are getting phone calls from all the campaigns freaking out because nothing's getting placed on these networks. So, I mean, that might not have anything to do with it, but it is an option to look at.
No, there's a big rush of campaign ads on. The Republicans are sweeping. The wave is building. And then that's a good point. For most of the day, the campaign ads were suspended as they went commercial-free, hyperventilating over the dreaded printer cartridge that's going to come out from under our bed and eat us.
Exactly. It's a complete joke. In Washington, D.C., these people are, I mean, I went to George Washington University. I'm living in Georgetown right now, and they're just brain dead. They're just complete globalists. It's unbelievable.
I know this.
Eugenics is good.
Every time I'm in D.C. and try to videotape just on a city corner of a building or anything, the Capitol, cops run over and threaten to arrest you, or security guards do, and I tell them, I've checked, there's no law against this, and they just say, I'm going to arrest you. Again, letting you know that you're a slave. Gary, anything else?
Yes, actually, thoughts like terror. So the Metro bomber in D.C., right when that came out, looked, see, they said FBI was involved. Definitely false like terror. So this guy.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about the New York case. I forgot about D.C. Same deal. The FBI created the group, didn't infiltrate a group, created it, and tried to get him to blow something up.
And they're going to give him 50 years. It's unbelievable. Pathetic.
Well, there.
And also, so I ride the Metro rails, the red and orange line to work and whatnot. And, you know, I don't know if it has anything to do with anything, but I overheard a woman say, oh, were those FBI people, you know, around the Metro stops? I think I caught a glance at a couple of them, but, you know, I mean, they were definitely working, definitely a police state, especially on Halloween around here.
Oh, well, they're keeping you safe from the groups they create. I appreciate the call. And then Anwar al-Awlaki, bin Laden's top lieutenant, hanging out at the Pentagon secretly, but everything's fine. You know, they need to grow the opium to keep us safe. Jeff in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. November 11th, right here in Austin, book people. Condoleezza Rice with her pile of toilet paper she calls a book is showing up. We've got to
confront
her.
Oh, wait a minute. Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, admittedly, this is San Francisco Chronicle, called Mayor Willie Brown and told him not to fly 2 days before 9/11. She said, I notice you're flying to D.C. on the morning of 9/11. Don't fly. And the Pentagon canceled its flights to New York that morning before it happened. But, again, we're just supposed to ignore all that. Everything's fine. Condoleezza Rice loves us.
Yeah, plus the fact that during the 9/11 commission hearing, she was forced by Richard Benvenisa to admit that the president's daily briefing in August of 2001 said bin Laden determined a strike in the U.S. She's got to be
And she lied. She lied and said they had no idea there was a plan for this. Oh, yes, they had no idea. And Santa Claus is real, too.
Alex, we all need to show up there.
Okay, so what day does Slimebag come?
And November 11th at Book People.
All right, people need to be peaceful and polite, but hand out literature about her and let the media know that you're fully aware of her activities and their lies about WMDs. General Shelton now admits that Bill Clinton wanted to have U.S. aircraft shot down to blame it on their former CIA asset, Saddam Hussein. And it's now been declassified that Bush wanted to shoot down U.S. aircraft and blame it on Saddam. But I guess that's what patriots do. They grow opium, and they fund terrorists, and they have dinner with Alaki. Thank you, Jeff. Mark in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, God bless you, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
I used to be a Newt Gingrich constituent. God have mercy on me. I had no idea what a scumbag he was. But I would like to – there's a few points I'm going to cover very briefly. So you can – flesh this one out later. I'd like to advocate a letter to circulate advocating Ron Paul for Speaker of the House next year.
Wonderful point. We don't want Boehner. Ron Paul's been there longer. He won the CPAC straw poll. He's won almost all the other Republican polls. That is a great point. We don't want Michelle Bachmann. Word is she may run against Boehner. We want Ron Paul. I was just thinking that last week, and that's why I love taking your calls, because you bring up stuff I've forgotten about. We need, everybody needs to email Congress, email the media, Ron Paul, Speaker of the House. Yes! Yes, yes, and Bill Clinton campaigning for con man Conway, you know, adding at least 6-7 points in the polls for Rand Paul. You got to love it. I mean, these people are sick, Mark.
Yes, well, my second point, and I want to be clear about something. I want to clarify that there were people being critical of you, and I was defending you. One guy was really being harsh, and I was trying to reason with him. And, you know, take this as a joke if you want to, but basically his breath smelled like he'd been using a Johnny mop for a toothbrush. I'm just like,
hey. Hey, Mark.
But anyway.
Mark, I don't care. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to be clear. I wasn't agreeing with the people that said that you were a Zionist shill. I want to be clear that as a Christian
apologist.
All right,
listen, I appreciate your call, Mark. I really do. What is this? I mean, it's just a total distraction. We're here trying to stop these wars. We're trying to stop the police state. And we're talking about things like that. Do we have time to get another call before I go to break? I think I do. Let's hurriedly go to Tom in Wisconsin. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I wish you wouldn't cut me.
Pardon
Hello?
Me? Yes, sir. You're on the air, Tom.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to say, Alex, that I recently watched Green Zone with Matt Damon. And it illustrated for me, having so much knowledge of all these states, all these things, and how all of this stuff is really orchestrated from a handful of people, that in the propaganda film that was Green Zone, it showed me how people can just be so brainwashed that they believe that stuff that they put on the screen. And it's really incredible that they would even show something like that, where they portray the CIA as, like, trying to stop and from, you know, setting false WMD thing in Iraq, which is where this movie's based.
Yeah, they're trying to lie about WMDs, and the CIA is so upset about it, when it was the CIA leadership under orders from Cheney that did lie about WMDs. But there's a kernel of truth there. The CIA analysts, the real analysts at the CIA, they refused to lie about WMDs, so they created the Office of Special Plans in the Pentagon, Tom, to then lie about the WMDs. So in a way, that's actually true.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish. M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, I do have news on the economy and on the election. And, of course, tomorrow and Tuesday on the weekday show, 11 to 2 Central, during the day, we're going to be covering it all in great detail. If you don't have an AM or FM that picks it up, weekdays, there's always InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the free audio streams. There's the free podcast that over 300,000 people download a day. There's the higher quality commercial free podcast and video podcast at PrisonPlanet.tv as well for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And your 15-cent a day membership makes so much of what we do here possible. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Now, I've been giving each caller about a minute. And I just marvel with cell phones, and I hear this on, you know, regular talk radio, how bad phones are getting, including my phone. We're trying to keep you on, but if I get you off really fast, it's because your phone is cutting out like the last guy's. Sounded like Skype or something. You know, all this free, quote, internet phones are great, but they don't work too well, do they? All right, let's continue with the October surprise stage terror. Here we are. It's Halloween, October 31st. And the banks are imploding this country and many other nations. And we've got all these Obama advisors saying he needs a staged terror attack. They think we're so dumb they say it publicly as if we don't notice it. And then voila, this latest event happens, falling right in his lap. And first they said it wasn't explosives. There wasn't residue. Then they said they'd captured a woman. Now they say they've released her. Yemen says that none of those flights came out of Yemen. This thing stinks to high heaven. I'm going to, before the show ends, at least get to Luke, Kelly, Chip, Josh, Maria, Josh, Ray, Ronnie, Jose, and others. Let's go to Luke in Vermont. Luke, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good job. I'm loving it. I'm sick of hearing about it, and I'm ready to do something. I'm waiting for your orders, to be honest with you.
Waiting for my orders. Well, I said it's a long process. Run for office locally. You'll at least educate people on the process, educate police, sheriffs, your state legislature, have the states block the unconstitutional activity of the feds. It's all in the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Continue educating people, expose false flag terror, one of their main tools. Continue to defend the Second Amendment, try to get control of our borders, expose the sanctuary cities. I mean, that's the best we can do. Speak out against new wars. Speak out against the phony drug war because the government's on record shipping most of it in. They use it as a pretext to bring in modern slavery. And by having drugs illegal, it jacks up the price, generating most crimes. People rob, steal, and kill to get the money. I mean, I can keep going with solutions all day here.
Well, I'm still finding it hard and overwhelming to educate people. There's so much stuff on the internet people find about you. They shoot it down, and I'm unarmed.
Okay, but Luke, I appreciate your call, but I've tried to give you solutions. You know, one big solution is it's not about Alex Jones. Of course I'm attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and the mainstream media. They aired a special attacking me last night on MSNBC and Nightline. And then they've got all these paid provocateurs and their camp followers attacking me on the internet 24/7. That's because I'm effective and I'm telling the truth. If I get up here and I tell you bisphenol A in most plastic products is reducing men's fertility in all the major studies and giving women breast cancer and making girls go into puberty early, you know, I've got literally scores of mainstream news reporting it. Of course, I told you about it 15 years ago because we had the studies then. Now it's mainstream news. An example of getting the word out, having an effect, they're now pulling bisphenol A. They're banning it in Europe, banning it in Canada. Multiple states like Maryland have banned it. It seemed like they would never start banning it until we just never shut up. We never went away. There's your solution right there. Europe won't accept these GMO crops that have been found to cause organ failure in all the major studies. We can do the same thing here. 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic food on a store shelf. Now you can't find milk that isn't organic because that's what people want. Go to a major grocery store. And it's just, it's hard to find the stuff with growth hormone in it. Look, educate the people on liberty and freedom, and tyranny will dissipate like vapors at dawn. There was all this fog Saturday morning out in front of my house, and as the sun came up, it just burned it away. So instead of making fighting the New World Order about talking about Alex Jones, when I read Fox News, the head of Al-Qaeda met secretly with the Pentagon 2 months after 9/11, that's there. When they talk about naked body scanners bathing you in radiation, and they lied about the fact that they were saving the images, and now they say, ABC News, that they're going to squeeze your breast, your genitals, with the insides of their hands, not the back of their hands, as an act of submission on top of the naked body scanners, that's wrong. And the terror was staged to train us to accept all this. That's an issue. We need to cover issues, not spend 3 minutes talking about Alex Jones. Okay? And you're like, well, what do I do? Look, I give nothing but solutions, but it's not up to me to tell you exactly what to do every day. I'm here covering these issues. 10 years ago, we covered the fraud with the mortgages and how they didn't really have the deeds and how they were selling them as derivatives. People laughed at us. Now they've suspended most foreclosures and the whole thing's in crisis. People are finding out it's true. But it doesn't happen overnight. We told you the H1N1 shot was causing brain disorders. Now it's admitted. It doesn't happen overnight, though. Kelly in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing good, Kelly. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to get your take on an experience my mom had both today and the last time she traveled going through the airports. She was leaving Detroit today, going back down to Florida, and she made it through security, but they told her they needed a fingerprint her. And she didn't ask why, but when she called me and told me about it and I asked her why, she says, well, you know, the last time I traveled from Ohio to Boston, they asked me for my middle name, and when she asked them why, they told her that, well, you're on the red list. And whenever they ask you for your middle name, it means you're on the red list.
They put over 2 million Americans now on the secret list. You can't find out how you got on or get off. And now we got to have your fingerprints. And everything they're doing in the airports is to be on the streets of America. It's total tyranny. It has nothing to do with stopping terrorism. Go ahead.
No, I agree. I guess when it hits you at home, I mean, I think she's finally waking up. I mean, I think she's warming up to you now, even though she doesn't like it when I listen to you. The other thing I wanted to tell you is Russia Today had a great video story about the FBI and entrapment and, you know, infiltrating groups and then getting groups to commit terror attacks. And they were basically questioning the premise that, you know, if the FBI wasn't doing this, would it even be an issue?
No, in every case, they are creating the groups. Again, they stage the terror, they provocateur the terror to set up a police state they admit is for us. They're training our kids how to be prisoners. They're training us how, because the banks are committing crimes and destroying our society, and they know we're going to try to take our government back and reverse it, so they're putting the police state in place to block us. I appreciate your call. It's very simple. Let's go ahead and talk to Chip in Montana. Chip, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Go ahead.
Two quick questions for you. First, do you have any idea of what the passenger manifest on Obama's upcoming junket looks like?
I know they're saying 800 people are going. It's a bunch of corporate people. And, you know, most of these trips, he doubles it as a vacation. They've got a whole bunch of aircraft going to India. I mean, I don't know. He's a puppet that reads off a teleprompter, and the Democrats are talking about throwing him under the political bus and, you know, putting up some new puppet in 2012. I mean, you know, he was this god who was going to give everybody free health care, and, oh, thank you, I don't have to pay my house payment anymore. People are finding out it was all a sucker job. And I hope all these Republicans going in, and, you know, the same thing doesn't happen, Chip.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely correct. And are you familiar with retired General Paul Vallely?
No. Tell me about it.
He sat in for 7 years with Fox News as a guest quite a bit. He's a resident up here. Also, we've just acquired a new resident up here, Chuck Baldwin.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy.
Yes, sir. We're fully intending on getting him into the government in one way, shape, or form.
Good. Yeah, I seem to have heard something about that to the grapevine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back. That's the Constitution Party presidential candidate, 2008, listed along with Ron Paul and others, basically as terrorist. Gun owners listed as terrorists. Returning veterans, the number one enemy of Homeland Security. In their own words, they are the terrorists. Remember that, folks. The people that say our vets are terrorists are terrorists.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at QuickEdge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you? When you're sick, get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you go up to InfoWars.com, you can read the link to the story, Pat Down or Full Body Scan, Security Gets Much More Personal in Airports. It says they will now use the inside of their hands to touch areas that before were off limits, like your genitals and breast. And they're doing it on top of the naked body scanners. And it's all about training security people to get in people's space and training the public to do it. But there's all these different European airline chiefs and others. You can go up to InfoWars. We've got the stories up there at the top of the page in a little moving tile where they're saying this is ridiculous. It's ineffective. It's making people not fly. It's hurting business. Italy has pulled out the naked body scanners because of radiation concerns. We've got to turn the corner on this. But they say, oh, you don't like naked body scanners? We're going to touch your genitals. Now they want to take blood and urine to get a driver's license. You're just being trained to have the government in your space. This is tyranny. Now, I want to hit some final news before I try to jam in some more phone calls here. There's just countless articles on this that we've posted throughout the week and covered. But McClatchy, Washington Bureau, concerns grow about election fraud, voter intimidation. People have been indicted in multiple states, being Democrats, being caught red-handed. In close races like what's happening in Nevada, people can't vote for Sharon Angle on the machines. It only lets them vote for Harry Reid. That's going up going on. WTOP radio's reporting a dim split over handing Obama the 012 nomination. They're talking about Hillary Clinton. That's ridiculous because they're worried about the Sarah Palin novelty of it being a woman. Here's a Political Wire, AP has a poll out. Half of Democrats think Obama should face primary challenger. Same number there. So it just shows how this guy has completely imploded. Here's a London Telegraph headline. U.S. midterm elections. Barack Obama's world turned upside down as Democrats face electoral disaster. And if the Republicans don't change what's happening, they'll face disaster. But the system doesn't care because then we'll just put the Democrats back in. This happens in third world countries where sometimes when they're being imploded by the banks, they might have three or four presidents in 1 year where people just keep demanding change, but the system controls both parties. But then a third party will come in and actually change things. So that's the road we're going down. But we're not going to fix it overnight. Kurt Nimmo's got a big report out on this. Barack Obama may not run in 2012. Does it matter? And it goes through the fact that mainstream media is reporting insiders in the Democratic Party are telling Barry Obama not to run. Bill Clinton's role in Florida Senate race seems to cost Democrats some votes. And I was already thinking this the last few days, looking at polls in Florida, Kentucky, and other places. Everywhere Pumpkinhead shows up to supposedly support somebody, the Republican candidate gets 5 to 10 points. It's more than 10 with Rubio in Florida and close to 10 that Rand Paul suddenly got. Unless there's total election fraud in Nevada, in Florida, in Kentucky, we're going to get some good people in. Rubio's pretty good. Rand Paul's great. Sharon Angle's great compared to Harry Reid. This is very exciting. And that's why they sent in Republican Dick Cheney to campaign against Rand during the primary, and he suddenly surged in the polls. You get Dick Cheney or you get Newt Gingrich campaigning for you, you're in trouble. You get Bill Clinton campaigning for you, you're in trouble. People are sick of the New World Order establishment candidates. Democrats fight to keep Senate from GOP gains. And now a lot of experts are saying the Republicans may get 10. And then that means they take the Senate, not just the House. I'm guessing they're going to get 9 to 10 seats in the Senate, more than 50 in the House, unless there's election fraud. And it continues from there. Now, all these Democrats are now running as anti-Obama, and I'm not going to have time to get to this economic news, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. IMF tax tribunals coming to America soon, and it talks about how the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, this big private group that manages the banks of the planet, we already have a world government run by these people. They're just now announcing it, are telling the people in Greece, the people in Spain, England, and now the U.S. that we must pass a VAT, global VAT, to pay them for the right to have their new global cashless currency. You'll still have your dollars and yens and yons and euros, but they'll be controlled by these guys completely. And this is the group that's engineered the collapse, and they're demanding that taxes be raised everywhere money be paid, and it goes through this in the report, to get spies to rat on people, quote, not paying taxes. So really squeezing people, like the sheriff of Nottingham, for every dime to pay the bankers the trillions that they claim they own because they sold the world these derivatives. They should all be going to prison, not raising our taxes. There's no way to pay off the 1.5 quadrillion of fraud, okay? They're just consolidating power. There's no way to pay them off even if you wanted to. Okay? Key article by Kurt Nimmo. Here's another one. Why is Indiana putting armed security guards into 36 unemployment offices across the state? The government's really gearing up for collapse, folks. We're already in a depression. Even 60 Minutes admits over 22% unemployment. It's not 10%. Let's take as many. Look, I got like 15 phone calls here. I don't know. Let's go to Ken in Australia. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Get it, Alex.
Welcome.
I was listening. Could you hear me all right?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Bob Chapman on your show said the states need to get themselves solvent, but he didn't know how, and I'd like to reveal quickly how this can be done via state banking.
Yes, we've covered the different state bank systems and how they create basically free credit for the citizens instead of having private central banks doing it. Go ahead.
Okay, because just as the Fed doesn't have to have fractional reserve requirements, state banks can also ignore such arbitrary things. So they can issue credit and issue new credit without borrowing it from the bankers and without using taxation.
And the only state in the union with a surplus is North Dakota, and they have the state bank.
I understand, but that bank seems to be functioning almost like a regular bank. They're not actually providing, for example, dividends to their citizens.
Well, Ken, it's a great point, though. The engine of the free market is so powerful that the globalists admit they're trying to raise taxes to freeze the economy so they can consolidate it. What we're seeing is not free market. I know you know this, but what we're seeing is not free market. It is crony capitalism with insiders manipulating the casino gulag model that Max Kaiser talks about. Anything else?
Exactly. Well, the thing that the international bankers want is that they want to eliminate subsidies and raise taxation. We've just got to have a state bank that does exactly the opposite.
And that's what Lincoln did, and they killed him over it. But you're absolutely right. Kennedy tried it. They killed him. He tried to abolish the Federal Reserve, signed the executive order to begin it. Josh in PA and then Maria at least. Josh, hit us. Go.
Yes, Alex. I was about to throw out and tell everyone to throw out their printers. I was getting really scared, but then I just got the whole idea.
Don't worry, Obama's going to save you. He, the October surprise, he loves you.
But I really did, seriously, I wanted you to touch on the fact that in the final debate against Conway, Rand Paul did mention about being for sanctions on Iran, economic sanctions on Iran. And at near the end there, he even mentioned being for a VAT tax, a national sales tax.
Well, but he wants to get rid of the income tax, and I would be for a VAT if it wasn't international and we got rid of the income tax, but they're not going to do that. And so I believe Rand is wrong about that, and I did see that. Rand's not perfect. He's certainly not Ron Paul, but he's a lot better than Jack Conway. I appreciate your call. Maria in Nevada, you're on the air, Maria.
Hi, good afternoon, Alex. I just wanted to let you know that I have taken my stand to try to make our country better. I'm running for family court judge in Department C here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And although I know you're not all that fond of family court, while it continues to exist, we need constitutional conservatives on the bench.
And even if you don't win, you can educate folks about how it's unconstitutional. Beautiful. Maria, good job. Tell us more about it.
Well, I'm running against an incumbent, and friends of mine had actually told me about your show and asked me to call in because I guess you've had some shows about him in the past, Judge Steve Jones. And so I'm running against him. He's been an incumbent for 18 years on the bench. Time
well, Maria,
change,
get rid of him, and we won't know if you'll win unless you try. Jose in California, last caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, Jose.
I have two questions. I'd like to get your thoughts on two topics here. First one is on the Anglo-American establishment, in which Cecile Rhodes is quoted as saying, in considering questions suggesting take the Constitution of the Jesuits in the attainable and insert English empire for Roman Catholic religion. I'm wondering where, if possible, can one get that Constitution on the Jesuits? And two, I've been refraining myself from calling Obama a communist because in the Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx talks about conservative or bourgeoisie socialism, in which he's quoted as saying, in requiring the proletariat to carry out such a system, and thereby to march...
Unfortunately, Jose, we're out of time. I'll have to answer those questions coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, at Infowars.com. Spread the word about the transmission, stand up against terror, and expose the October surprise garbage of Obama.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.